Well, the Duluth Public Schools and, well, Lincoln Park Middle School, once again on the cutting edge of things. Principal Brenda Vathauer joins us this morning on the line, live from Lincoln Park Middle School. Hey, Brenda, good morning. Nice to have you.
Hey, good morning. And it is a quiet school this morning. The students have winter break, so there's not too many people in the building.
Doesn't surprise me one bit that when I called you at your office, there you were at your desk.
Yep.
So you've got a new program that you have recently launched where teachers go to visit students in their homes. Now, it's not a punishment. It's not a conference. Tell us what it is.
All right. Well, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to talk about our parent-teacher home visit program. And it's something new we've started. Last spring, we did a pilot to see, is this something that would really benefit our students, families, and staff? And what it consists of is leaving the middle school and going out and making some home visits. So the whole purpose behind it is really to build relationships with families. And if you've been to Lincoln Park Middle School, you know we're up here on the hill. It's just short of a mile to get up the hill. And many of our families don't have vehicles to get up the hill. And so we know that building relationships with families is very important, looking at the student in the center and working together for their learning and success. And so we tried it out last spring. We went through some training, and a group of teachers, there were probably about 12 of them, that left the building after school hours and went and made some home visits.
So the teacher knocks at the door, and one of the parents or both the parents answer the door and says, "Hi, come on in." What happens then?
Well, let's just back up. First, a phone call is made. So the parent agrees to have a couple teachers come and visit. And so there's an agreement, before just arriving at the door and knocking on the door. And so the parents know we're coming. And we come in pairs. There's usually two teachers that work with the student. And, it's really centered around what are the hopes and dreams for that student. We have a really nice conversation with the family to show them that we really care about their child and we want to work together in looking at what are the hopes and dreams for their student.
So this has got to be, my dad was a teacher, and I know that his students on the rare, on the occasions that they would come out to the house because they wanted to talk with him about one thing or another. He was kind of a confidant, and kids did that sort of thing. And they were always shocked to see him in his weekend clothes. I think they thought that he wore a suit and a bow tie on the weekends also. So is this weird for the student? I bet the students, it takes a little bit of getting used to. Teacher in the house.
Sure. And I think it's great for the students to see the teachers outside of the classroom and outside of the school. And they can talk about some common things that you might not have a chance to talk about in the classroom. And the students can see their teacher in a different light and realize, wow, that teacher does care about me and they're real people outside of the classroom.
Now, I know in my family, if I had gone home and said, yes, there is a teacher coming over to visit, it would have the first reaction, because, of course, teachers in my family were always right, would have been, what did you do? So
sure.
Do you have to kind of re-educate parents a little bit about what the visit's about?
They do, yep. And oftentimes parents will ask during that phone call, like, is something wrong that you're coming out? And so the teacher's real clear that it's we're just coming out to get to know you and your child more. We want to build a better relationship. And the one thing we do, we do not bring report cards. We do not bring attendance records, behavior referrals, none of that. We don't bring any papers at all to the house. We come to the house, there's no agenda, we stay about a half hour to 45 minutes, and it's really just to have a very positive conversation.
Brenda, one of the things that has come up that I've seen a lot on social media, I guess, in particular, were some conversations that I think were sparked by the new Secretary of Education. And there started to be a lot of conversations about public school teachers and what they're already doing, how much they're already contributing out of their own pockets. Now, some teachers are either volunteering for, you know, they're volunteering or they're signing up to do additional work on their own time after school. Is this part of what teachers continue to do above and beyond because they care about their kids?
You know, teachers every day go above and beyond. It's just amazing what teachers do. With our home visit program, it is voluntary, and teachers know that up front, that it's not required. Of our 61 staff we have here, 41 have gone through the training to do this. And also I want to highlight the Duluth Superior Community Foundation did award us a grant to be able to launch this. So teachers are compensated for their after-school time in making home visits. And part of that grant funding is also looking at just closing the achievement gap. We know if we work closer with families and parents that more focus, you know, very intentional focus can be put on learning to help close the achievement gap that we have.
Well, and it's also interesting. I know that the Duluth Transit Authority is going to be having a meeting where they're asking for public input into their plans as they begin, of course, making their constant plans to move forward. And maybe getting the bus up that mile-long hill might be an excellent suggestion for that meeting.
Oh, you know, that would be phenomenal, because that is one of the barriers. With our school up here, it's only a 5-year-old school. We have a beautiful building, and a barrier is the transportation up here. And, you know, not all parents do come up for parent-teacher conferences. And like I mentioned, not all parents have transportation. We do send taxis out to pick up parents. Actually, last year we had a taxi go out to pick up a family and their student who was in the band concert because they had no way to get to the band concert in the evening. And so, you know, just to continue to build that relationship with families, the DTA busing up here would be awesome. But until that happens, we need to get off the hill as teachers and go meet parents, either in their home or down in their community, and just show them we do really care about the students and about our school community.
Brenda, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning. What a great program.
Yeah, we're very excited. And, you know, just in the last 2 months, we probably had 25 home visits occur. And I have to say one thing that's really changing is our staff are coming back from home visits so excited. You can just see it in how they interact with the students is different. And I've talked to some parents who have had home visits, and they're excited about it. And even the students say, hey, it's pretty cool to have my teacher come to my house, even though you're in middle school.
Wow. Even in, wow, middle school thinks it's cool?
Wow. Middle school students are, yes.
Brenda,
when you talk to them.
You've hit on something if the middle school kids think it's cool. Brenda, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Brenda Vathauer joined us this morning. She is the principal at Lincoln Park Middle School, where they've got teachers making home visits just to get to know the kids and their families a little bit better.